A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 16, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chulin 121a, pagination is 241. We'll start on the second line, V'ho'elal, which was a term used in the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis regarding something of the animal that can be included as far as Tumas Ochlin, the impurity of foods, but not Tumas Nevelos. It's not intrinsically considered Tamei because it's not a normative food. So it's something that together with other food is sometimes eaten, and the question is what exactly this is. I believe that at the time we translated it according to the approach of Reish Lakish, which we'll see in a moment, which is the part of the edible meat which, in the manner that it was filleted, ended up on the hide side, and therefore it's being discarded by the people involved, the owner. It's not considered a food. It's not considered relevant. But if you had other food and this would be joined with it, it is edible. That's the approach of Reish Lakish. We'll see Rabbi Yochanan that it's a part of the animal, which is the hard sinew of the neck and spine. It's a part that's not normally eaten. In the Kesef Mishnah in Tumas Ochlin, Perek Dalid, Halacha Dalid, writes that it could be that the Rambam simply included this in his statement that gidim, sinews, and other types of similar parts of the animal are all included in this category, that when they're joined with other food, they're sometimes eaten, and therefore they can create the requisite amount. But intrinsically, they're not considered food, and they're not considered intrinsically tamei as the food parts of an animal that died without shechita. It is interesting, just trivia, that there are different types of knives which have been used over history, and some of the knives are indeed structured with the intent to try to make sure that this leftover meat in different parts of cutting up the animal, butchering the animal, should indeed not be left behind. Just as an example, there's a type of knife that's very pliable, very bendable. And that type of knife, which is sometimes in the large knife sets that people buy, 48 knives all in one package. So there's this type of knife which is intended to be able to bend it really up to the bone of either fish or meat and be able to cut away even those last residual pieces of meat. So backing up, just trying to understand the Mishnah, which said, V'ha'alal, Mayalal, what is this? Rabbi Yochanan Omar Martika. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a part of the animal. Rashi on the top line, Gid HaShedra VeHatzavar, the sinew by the spine and by the neck. Reish Lakish Omar Basa Shapol Toso Sakin. And Reish Lakish says it's meat that the knife didn't get it on the ideal side. It wasn't included in the meat side, it's included in the hide side, and therefore the intent typically is to discard it. The Gemara wants to bring a proof from a pasuk that uses this word. This word is not a common word, vo'alal. Meisve, I'll ask you a question from a pasuk in Iyov. V'ulam, Iyov says, Atem tofle sheker. You are false. the people that were advising Iyov were giving him all kinds of reasons that he was a sinner, and that's why troubling times befell him. And if he would only do tshuva, then everything would be cured. Rofei Elil Kulchem, you are all like the healer of Elal, which seems to indicate this part of the animal, that if it was severed, it would not be able to be cured, and anybody who says that they can cure it is a liar. So we see the usage of the word in the manner that Rabbi Yochanan held, martika, that it's a part of the animal, and Rabbi Yochanan is talking about that it's a very hard part of the animal, unlikely to be eaten in a typical situation. It's only adjacent to other food that one might. And the pasuk is describing that same part of the animal and its critical function and the fact that it cannot be healed. Once it's severed, once there's a problem there, that would remain. You can't heal it. But it's a part of the animal. And that would be a kasha on Reish Lakish, who says it's not any one particular part of the animal. It's any meat that is paltaso sakin, that the way it was butchered left that meat, strands of meat, on the hide side of the animal. Bishlama lamanda oma martika. If you hold it's martika, hainu de lava refua, who it's a part of the animal and it can't heal. Elalamanda oma basusha paltaso sakin. If it's the opinion of Reish Lakish that the flesh was left over, barafuahu, this has nothing to do with what Iyov was talking about. And the Gemara answers, ba'alal dekra dekule amalo pligi. When the word was used in the pasuk, everybody agrees that such a definition for this word could exist, and does for the pasuk's purposes. Ki peligi ba'alal demasnis, and the question is what this word meant when it was in the Mishnah. And we find this common, that on the one hand we search for root words in other literature. Learning Mishnayis, you'll jump to Chumash. People do this all the time learning Gemara, and sometimes it actually is misleading because you're working with a different language. It's Aramaic, it's not Hebrew, and the words don't necessarily mean what you think they're going to mean. We have the word in Gemara, for example, Aleph Yud Nun, which we pronounce in, which means yes, and someone could mistakenly read it as Ain, meaning no, if they're thinking in a Hebraic sense. But we do look for different words and try to draw parallels. Over here, we're being told that Reish Lakish acknowledges that you could learn the pasuk like that, but that's not what he held the Mishnah was referring to. Just to give another example of words that have multiple meanings, and we need to really be scholarly and know how to translate the word in the particular application, I'll give the example of the word ben, which literally is translated as son. We give a person an aliyah, we call him up, Yitzchak ben Avraham. Very clear, the word usage of ben. On the other hand, in the mitzvah of osov espino, not to shecht a mother and child on the same day, the word beno over there includes female children. And we know very often the masculine is the generic and is not meant to be specific. On other occasions, we say ben uvas. Clearly, ben was case specific to male child, because then we said and daughter. So we meant son and daughter. We find ben also used as a student. Avram says in Parshas Lech Lecha, Ben Besi Yoresh Osi, I don't have Zera, I don't have biological children, and therefore I'm concerned that Ben Besi, my student, will inherit my legacy. In contemporary times, we use the word ben bayis, the son of the house, meaning a kind of permanent house guest. Yeshaya also uses it regarding a student, habonim asher iti, the students that are with me shall be the wonders of the future of the Jewish people. So over here, the Gemara explicitly says that Reish Lakish is fine learning the pasuk as elil, meaning that part of the animal, but in our Mishnah, he holds that it's referring to a type of positioning of regular meat, that it's positioned on the hide and therefore is typically discarded. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.